Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some performances with Duke Performances. On Imani Wins will be performing Saturday on January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $32 and $26, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. To purchase tickets or for more information about any of these upcoming performances, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. And this is the write-up for Imani Wins. The Boston Globe calls Imani Wins the leading wind quintet in America. These classical virtuosi make it their mission to expand the repertoire for their ensemble by both composing and arranging for themselves and by commissioning composers from a variety of genres to write for the classical wind quintet. In this program, the ensemble shows off its considerable skill with Heater Villa-Lobos' Quintet and Forme de Choros, which shapes the street songs of the composer's youth in Brazil, using the modernist tones of his training in 1920s Paris. The ensemble shines in new works by two composers who come from the world of jazz, Danilo Perez's travelogue of his native Panama and MacArthur genius Jason Moran's Creole-flavored celebration of his family's proud history in rural Louisiana. Imani Wins will be performing Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Also coming up, the Hilliard Ensemble will be performing Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Tickets for this performance are $18 to $32, and again $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. And this is general admission seating with a limited reserved seating. The Globe and Mail calls the Hilliard Ensemble, quote, without a doubt, one of the finest vocal ensembles in the world. Early music specialists, the Hilliard's four exquisite male voices will be accentuated by the lustrous acoustics of Duke Chapel as they sing masterpieces of early music, including great works by the French composer Perrotin, who wrote some of the earliest polyphony, and by the later Franco-Flemish visionary Josquin Desprez. What sets the Hilliard Ensemble apart from other groups is its perpetual questing for new material. This can include a lesser-known Renaissance composer like Josquin's disciple Fevin through his charming chants and petite camisette, or modern composers like Brian's and Part, who adopt Renaissance styles. In a Hilliard performance, 600-year-old pieces sound fresh and world premieres sound like enduring classics. Again, the Hilliard Ensemble is being performed at Duke Chapel Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. Finally, Luciana Souza, featuring Lionel Lucchi and Gregorio Moret, will be performing Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets for this performance are $34 to $42, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. This is a reserved seating performance. Brazilian-born jazz vocalist Luciana Souza sounds like Astrid Gilberto channeling Nina Simone, says the San Francisco Chronicle. That combination of luminous voice and arresting presence won her a Grammy Award in 2008 and captivated audiences at sold-out Duke Performance concerts in 2008 and 2010. Souza's return to Durham features star turns from two alumni of Herbie Hancock's band, West African guitarist Lionel Luke, who Hancock praised as a musical painter, and Swiss harmonica genius Gregor Moret, the heir apparent to Toots Thielemans. Together with Souza, their melodic interplay will make for a dazzling night of music. Again, Luciana Souza will be performing Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. To purchase tickets or for more information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. We have some upcoming performances at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. The phone number for ticket information or to purchase tickets is 919-680-2787. As all of the performances at DPAC, all guests will require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances, including Broadway, concerts, and comedy shows. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seats without disturbing other guests. And sales to most of these events will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Residency will be based on credit card billing address. Orders by residents outside of North Carolina will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or are using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center. Again, that number is 919-680-2787. Patti LaBelle will be performing at DPAC January 11th at 8 p.m., an intimate evening with a legendary diva. Backed by popular demand, Grammy Award-winning Patti LaBelle will grace the DPAC stage again on January 11th. Her last performance at DPAC was a sold-out show in April of 2012. This show is presented in partnership with the Dome Group. Patti LaBelle's Facebook page states, "A diva is someone who is a perfectionist, who does her best in her craft." No true words have been spoken about her. Whatever Patti LaBelle does, she does it with soul. She is a 2-time Grammy Award-winning singer, a New York Times best-selling author, and a 3-time Emmy Award-nominated actress. Ms. LaBelle is widely regarded as the queen of rock and soul music. She has spent over 50 years in the music industry and is best known for hit songs, including the groundbreaking Lady Marmalade, as well as When You Talk About Love, New Attitude, and her duet with Michael McDonald, On My Own. Patti LaBelle will be performing at DPAC January 11th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, once the winner of every Best Musical Award. The performances will take place January 21st through the 26th. Winner of 8 2012 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Once is a truly original Broadway experience. Featuring an impressive ensemble of actor-musicians who play their own instruments on stage, Once tells the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. As the chemistry between them grows, his music soars to powerful new heights, but their unlikely connection turns out to be deeper and more complex than your everyday romance. Emotionally captivating and theatrically breathtaking, Once draws you in from the very first note and never lets go. It's an unforgettable story about going for your dreams, not living in fear, and the power of music to connect us all. There is a content advisory for this performance. Parental guidance is suggested. This show contains material that parents may find unsuitable for younger children. The event dates and times: Tuesday, January 21st at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, January 22nd, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, January 23rd, 7:30 p.m., Friday, January 24th, 8 p.m., Saturday, January 25th, 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and Sunday, January 26th, 1 p.m., and again at 6:30 p.m. We have a couple of upcoming performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-996-8700. Shatner's World, We Just Live in It will be performed at the Memorial Auditorium on January 12th. Television and movie legend William Shatner will bring his one-man show, Shatner's World, We Just Live in It, to Raleigh following a Broadway debut. The 90-minute show will take audiences on a hilarious and often poignant voyage through Shatner's life and career, from Shakespearean stage actor to internationally known icon, known as much for his unique persona as for his expansive body of work. EW.com calls it undeniably fun, and The Hollywood Reporter says resistance is futile. VIP tickets are available for $152, which includes a meet and greet with William Shatner and a photo opportunity. The showtime is January 12th at 7:30 p.m., and the ticket price range is from $32 to $152. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott will be performing on January 18th at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Two outstanding musicians will perform side-by-side in Raleigh for one night only. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott released a collaborative project last year, and they are currently working on a new studio album, Memories and Moments, due out in this September. Last year's project, were usually a lot better than this, is a live album that was recorded over the course of two gigs at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. Scott and O'Brien are old friends who met in a lobby of a Nashville music company 15 years ago and first played together at a picking party thrown by Sam Bush. We're Usually a Lot Better Than This features songs by both Scott and O'Brien, plus a generous portion of covers, Town Van Zandt's White Freightliner Blues, Lefty Frizzell's Mom and Dad's Waltz, Hank Williams' House of Gold, Gordon Lightfoot's Early Morning Rain, and Keith Whitley's You Don't Have to Move That Mountain. Save the date to catch O'Brien and Scott sharing the stage in Raleigh. The showtime on January 18th is 8 p.m., and the price range for tickets are $27 to $35. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Fletcher Opera Theater is Pinkalicious the Musical, which is part of the Storybook Theater series benefiting Marble's Kids Museum. Pinkalicious loves pink and wants everything in her life to be pink. Her dream is to radiate pink. After overindulging in pink cupcakes, she wakes up pink. She is thrilled to be pink and have her dream come true. Her parents take her to the doctor, and she is diagnosed with pinkititis. On the way home, Pinkalicious plays at the playground, but is attacked by birds and bees when she is mistaken for a pink flower. Her best friend doesn't even recognize her as she is camouflaged in the garden. At home, she eats another cupcake, and the next morning she wakes up red and develops pink eye pinkititis, where she can only see in the color pink. Now she must do something to fix her predicament. She bravely follows the doctor's orders to eat green food. Due to her new resolve, Pinkalicious is transformed back to normal. Pinkalicious has learned self-control and to be careful what you wish for. Her brother, on the other hand, has eaten the last cupcake, turns pink, and shouts with glee, "Pinkaboo!" This is the tale, based on the popular book by Victoria Kahn and Elizabeth Kahn. Pinkalicious the Musical is about learning the power of self-control and the importance of moderation. VIP tickets include top price seat locations plus a goodie bag. Goodie bags should be picked up prior to the show in the lobby, and children 1 year and above will require a ticket. The show time is January 22nd at 10:30 a.m., the January 23rd, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., January 24th, 6:30 p.m., January 25th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., January 26th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., January 29th, 10:30 a.m., January 30th, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., January 31st, 6:30 p.m., February 1st, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and February 2nd, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Ticket price range from $14 to $37. Some upcoming performances at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-828-5233. Jim Norton will be performing January 9th through the 11th. Jim Norton has emerged as one of the most versatile, unique voices in comedy. He is a two-time New York Times best-selling author, sells out theaters nationwide as a stand-up comedian, is a regular contributor on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and guest on The Late Show with David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Fox Red Eye, Hannity, Joy Behar, Chelsea Lately, The Burn with Jeff Ross, Inside Amy Schumer, The Jezelink Offensive, Totally Biased with W. Camus Bell, Celebrity Ghost Stories, and others. Jim is also the third mic on the popular Opie and Anthony radio show, does a nightly music show, Obsessed, on Ozzy's Boneyard, and hosts his own weekly advice show, The Jim Norton Show, where people call in for advice on sex, relationships, addiction, and comedy. He has appeared as an actor in numerous TV series and feature films. On August 23, 2013, Jim's third-hour stand-up special, American Degenerate, premiered on EPIX. His second-hour stand-up special, Please Be Offended, premiered on EPIX on June 30, 2012, and was the highest-rated comedy special premiere in the network's history. His first-hour special, Monster Rain, premiered on HBO in 2007. In December of 2012, Jim released his fourth stand-up comedy album, No Baby For You. His third album, Despicable, was released in 2011 and debuted at number 2 on the Billboard comedy charts. His other two comedy albums, Yellow Discipline and Trinkets I Own Made from Gorilla Hands, was released in 2002 and 2003, respectively. Jim is also the creator of the wildly successful antisocial comedy tour franchise, which brings together Jim's headliner comedian friends on the same stage for stand-up shows. Again, Jim Norton will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club January 9th through the 11th. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Gary Goldman will be performing January 16th through the 18th. Gary Goldman always knew he wanted to be a comedian, and his humor is unique, clever, and highly entertaining. Goldman always loved late-night television and dreamed of being a guest one day. That dream came true, and he has appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Late Show with David Letterman, The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and Craig Kilborn, Last Call with Carson Daly, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, Comedy Central's one-hour special Gary Goldman, Boyish Man, Showtime Presents Gary Goldman, Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen, Jimmy Kimmel Live, HBO's Dane Cook's Tourgasm, Last Comic Standing Seasons 2 and 3 as runner-up, and was a guest star in The Last Comic Standing Season 4. Goldman also performed at the NASCAR Year-End Banquet 3 times, New York Comedy Festival, performed at Madison Square Garden, HBO's Las Vegas Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs Montreal International Comedy Festival, and Just for Laughs Gala in Canada. He was the host of New England Sports Network's Comedy All-Stars and New England Emmy Awards and appeared on National Lampoon's Rising Stars DVD. He has also performed at over 100 colleges, including Yale, Harvard, Boston College, Tulane, Villanova, Boston University, NYU, UCLA, Ohio State, Texas Christian University, Brandeis, and MIT. Latest album, No Can Defend, from Comedy Central Records, debuted on iTunes at number 18. Again, Gary Goldman will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club January 16th through the 18th. And for more information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-828-5233. A couple of upcoming performances at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-560-3030. Drew Carey will be performing at the Carolina Theater Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. Tickets will start at $42, and this performance is for mature audiences only. No one under the age of 16 will be admitted. Drew Carey is a stand-up comic turned actor and producer who had the distinction of having 2 hit shows simultaneously. The long-running comedy The Drew Carey Show, which ran from 1995 to 2004, and the improv sketch show Whose Line Is It Anyway, on which he was the host and producer. The success of that show led to the creation of the Drew Carey's Improv All-Stars, an improv troupe that performs in showrooms across the country. In July 2007, Carey was named the host of The Price is Right, succeeding longtime host Bob Barker. While in the Marine Reserves, his military buzz cut and black wide-rimmed glasses became part of his trademark look. He began his successful career as a comedian in April of 1986 at the Cleveland Comedy Club. One of his first big breaks was competing on Star Search 1988. In 1991, Carey landed a spot in HBO's 14th Annual Young Comedian Special and appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Carey landed his own television development deal at Disney, which led to an opportunity for Carey to co-star in the series The Good Life. Carey also had the opportunity to work with Bruce Helford, who was a consulting writer on the series, and hired Carey as a staff writer for The Gabby Hoffman Show. The experience led to the two of them to decide to co-create a series for Carey, and Carey went on to star in his own comedy special for Showtime. Again, Drew Carey will be performing at the Carolina Theater Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Betty LaVette will be performing Thursday, January 16th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance start at $28. 2-time Grammy nominee Betty LaVette is no mere singer. Betty is the interpreter of the highest order. Whether the song originated as country, rock, pop, jazz, or blues, when she gets through with it, it's pure R&B. She gets inside a song and shapes and twists it to convey all of the emotion that can be wrought from the lyric. She was born Betty Jo Haskins on January 29, 1946, in Muskegon, Michigan. Unlike many of her contemporaries, Betty did not get her start in church, but she was weaned on the country and western and R&B records of the time that were playing on the jukebox in her parents' living room. In 1962, at the age of 16, she became Betty LeVette. Her first single was My Man, He's a Loving Man on Atlantic Records. The record charted at number 7 R&B and put her on her first national tour with Benny King, Clive McFader, and other Atlantic stars of the time. She continued recording throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s, including stints at ATCO, Epic, and Motown. She worked alongside Charles Honey Coles and Cab Calloway in the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Bubbling Brown Sugar in the role of Sweet Georgia Brown. 2012 marked her 50th year in show business. It also saw the release of both a new album, Thankful and Thoughtful, and her autobiography, A Woman Like Me, written with David Reitz. The book is currently being developed as a feature film by producing partners John Wells and Alicia Keys' company. At President Obama's personal request, she also performed at the prestigious annual Ford's Theater Gala in Washington, D.C. Betty is one of the very few of her contemporaries who were recording during the birth of soul music in the 60s and is still creating vital recordings today, as opposed to resting on her laurels and recreating sounds of the past. To quote LeVette, "And still I rise." We have time to read some upcoming events happening through Pinecone. Tony Williamson, The Sound of the American Mandolin, will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of History. The North Carolina Museum of History is located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance will take place in the Daniels Auditorium Sunday, January 12th. There is a note here, the Music of the Carolina series attract overflow crowds last season. The concerts remain free and open to the public, but the museum will issue free tickets to this performance on a first-come, first-served basis the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside the auditorium at 2 p.m. The doors will open at 2:45 p.m. and will be issued to the first 311 people to arrive. North Carolina native Tony Williamson is one of the country's leading mandolin players. Williamson pays homage to North Carolina's deep heritage of traditional acoustic string ensemble music, from the lively dance tunes brought by early settlers to the supercharged bluegrass style that emerged after World War II through the genius of legendary musicians such as Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs. A renowned collector of string instruments, Williamson will feature several vintage mandolins in the concert. Mandolin virtuoso Tony Williamson sure can play, and what he doesn't know about mandolins, nobody does. This is a quote on how Acoustic Musician magazine summed up the skill of a man whose concerts have delighted audiences for over 40 years in every state of the Union and in many foreign countries. His tours have included performances in France, Ireland, Japan, Taiwan, Brazil, and most recently Peru. He brings to the concert stage a love of music, a deep connection to his Carolina roots, and a wonderful knowledge of musical instruments and their history. As a young man, he performed in many bands, including the Bluegrass Alliance, during which he made important contributions to the formation of Newgrass. His credits include performances on stage and or in the recording studio with Alison Krauss, Chris Thile, Earl Scruggs, Bill Monroe, Bobby Hicks, Tony Rice, Vassar Clements, David Grisman, Sam Bush, Mike Marshall, Ricky Skaggs, Jerry Douglas, Don Sternberg, Robin and Linda Williams of Prairie Home Companion fame. Williamson has also received awards and nominations for many national music organizations and has even performed for Luciano Pavarotti. Williamson is the first mandolinist to be featured with the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra, and he is known for his mastery of jazz, traditional, classical, and southern gospel forms. He also continues to be a sought-after studio musician. Again, Tony Williamson, The Sound of American Mandolin, will be performing at the Daniels Auditorium on Sunday, January 12th at the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. The performance is free and open to the public, and the museum will issue free tickets on a first-come, first-served basis the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside of the auditorium at 2 p.m., and the doors will open at 2:45 p.m. There is a bluegrass jam. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, you can contact the jam leader Doug Pratt at dprattt14@nc.rr.com. Again, that is dprattt14@nc.rr.com. There's also an Irish music jam session located at Tiernanog at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. This Irish music session is open every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. And we have got Mandolin Orange performing Friday, January 10th at the Fletcher Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And again, that Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street. Tickets are $22 to $24 if you're a member of Pinecone, $27 to $29 for the general public. You can contact the Pinecone box office to purchase tickets at 919-664-8302. Recently back in North Carolina, following their first West Coast tour, Mandolin Orange kicks off the new year with a special homecoming concert, their first show in the Triangle since their sold-out CD release show at the Cat's Cradle. Andrew Marlin and Emily Franz will be anchored by the accomplished Robbie Link on bass and cello. The show will highlight the band through a unique trio configuration and will showcase their music in an exceptional listening room, Fletcher Theater in Raleigh's Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. 2013 was a banner year for Mandolin Orange. This Side of Jordan, the band's label debut for Yep Rock Records, has been met with great critical acclaim and crowded shows across North Carolina and the eastern U.S. outlets, including NPR Music, Mountain Stage, Woodsongs, American Songwriter, Relix, Magnet, and more. More have begun to take notice of the band's heart, worn sensibilities, and poignant lyricism. They concluded 2013 with their first West Coast tour, including a slot in L.A. at a series hosted by Ed Helms. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleleadingservice.org. So long until next time.